You're starting your day the right way on Radio Life and Style, of course, live from the heart of Valito. Opus in the background telling you that live is life. And we're very much live right now, and we're feeling the life and the style. Of course, this is Radio Life and Style, broadcasting from the Lifestyle Center in Valito, and a place that has, over the course of many years, come to be an essential part of many a local Valito resident's lifestyle journey, is the Lifestyle Health Shop, which is this wonderful emporium of health and wellness and expert advice. And if you're a regular shopper, you will know that recently Lifestyle Health has come under new ownership, new energy, new lifestyle. And I'm really excited to lift the lid on this one and to introduce you to the owner, who happens to be in the studio with me this morning, looking the part, looking radiant and glowing and full of wellness and health. And Caroline Jellyman is joining us for a little chat on a Wednesday morning. She's the new owner, the new lady, the new face that you will see in store. Caroline, welcome to Radio Life and Style on a Wednesday. How are you feeling today?
Hey, Mark, I'm good. Thank you for having us on your show this morning. I really appreciate it.
It's great to have you.
Yeah, and it's lovely to be here.
We had a little chance to catch up just a few days ago. You were in recording an advert, which will be on air from today. But before we start playing that, I figured let's actually get to know you, the person, and to find out about this new adventure, this new journey with the Lifestyle Health brand, and to sort of break the ice. I figured, you know, we were having a bit of a chat now before we went on air. You were telling me a few things about your musical preference and a little bit of who you are as a person. So I figured let's do a little icebreaker, hypothetical situation, desert island scenario. You're stranded on a desert island, but you're able to make a few choices just before you get stranded. You can grab a book, you can grab an album from your yacht, and one of the guests on board. So cool. Who are you going to be stranded with? What are you going to be stranded reading? And what are you going to be stranded listening to?
Yeah, well, firstly, I think I'd probably take a survival guide book with me.
Oh, very
just
practical.
To be practical.
Very, very good question.
My son would be very proud of me for that one, like a SAS survival guide.
That would do. Bear Grylls, you're one of those. Yeah.
Yeah, next person I would take, we were actually talking about it last night, so next person I'd take is probably Bear Grylls.
You're winning this one.
And then definitely, I would take Luke Combs probably with me as well, with
some country.
Yeah, awesome music. I'm a country girl by heart and love country music, and he's my favorite at the moment, so I'd take probably all of his albums.
Good judgment, good taste. Okay, you've aced that. You're going to be fine on that desert island until help arrives.
Hopefully.
So now that we've got a bit of introduction, and we know you're very practical, very capable, and you've got a good ear for country music, is there anything else we should know about your background? Before you embarked on this latest lifestyle health adventure, what did your previous life entail?
So we're from Hillcrest. We've moved down to Zululami recently.
Welcome to the neighborhood. You made a good choice.
Thank you so much.
Nothing wrong with Hillcrest, but you know, we're a little bit biased towards the KZN North Coast.
Yeah. So I'm a farm girl. Grew up in the Midlands on a beautiful farm. My folks were farmers, and I married young. I have two beautiful children. I have Jordan, who's 24, and Rebecca, who's 21. Rebecca works alongside with me at Lifestyle Health.
She's actually in the background here, filming for social media.
She is, yes.
Roped in. Good work.
And then I lived in Cape Town for 15 years, moved back after 2017, unfortunately got divorced, came back through to KZN where I was offered a position, a work position. I met a wonderful man in Hillcrest. That's why I relocated from Cape Town back here. We got married last year. He has two lovely children, Tyler and Mackenzie. Just have sort of traveled backwards and forwards from between Cape Town and here, because my son is still in Cape Town. But this is my home now, and we decided to put our roots down.
A new beginning.
A new beginning. Yeah.
Really exciting, and that's, you know, that's often the story. A lot of folks arrive in this part of the world, starting a new chapter. Maybe it's a new job that's pulled them into this corner of the world, or as you say, you know, a whole host of new exciting developments. And this lifestyle health journey now adding to that, and what led to the purchase of Lifestyle Health, which is obviously, as I say, it's kind of an institution. It's got a loyal following, and it's really had a positive impact in the community since its inception. And now you're obviously taking it to the next level.
Yeah, well, I really hope that we can do it proud. So I have previously started up, owned, and run my own business. That's what I did back in the Western Cape. I sold it in 2018, or sold my shares to a corporate. And then I took a bit of a sabbatical. I don't come from the health and wellness industry. I come from the transport industry, where we were doing risk management and transport.
Okay, so, so shifting gears.
So it's been an exciting trip. It was an opportunity. I moved from Cape Town to work in a corporate position here in KZN, where I was regional manager for a company. I think for me, having run my own business, to go back into the working industry, especially to work for corporates, is very challenging.
Yeah.
And I just felt like I was dying in that position. I was eager to get my hands back into running my own business. The position came open, or the
opportunity.
The opportunity for Lifestyle Health came across our path. I've got a strong Christian faith and really prayed about it, and I felt like God opened the door for me, and my husband and myself together, we purchased Lifestyle Health in November, and it's just been a wonderful, wonderful journey. I'm loving it, and it's been exciting. There's been so much that I've been able to learn in such a short space of time.
And look, it's as I say, it's got good bones. It's a well-loved local health shop. And now, with you coming in with fresh eyes, new energy, looking at your inspiration for your current role in heading up the Lifestyle Health store as owner, what is the inspiration?
Okay, so I'm absolutely passionate about business growth and offering solutions. I think even from coming from a transport background, I think that was where my heart was always, was to have the heart of the client.
Mm.
And I think the position I find myself in really ticks those boxes, where we are able to, offer solutions to people that come in really with heart issues in terms of their health. I mean, when people are not well and they're looking for solutions and they've tried other options and still haven't found, the right path for them, to come into the store and to be able to have the opportunity to go the natural route,
yeah,
where, they're exposed to everything clean and healthy, is a wonderful privilege for us to be able to offer that to them. And, I think the job satisfaction in helping people, for me, is a huge benefit, and it really,
added bonus.
Yeah, it fills me with joy. I love it.
So, I mean, looking at that, what would you say is the most rewarding part of owning the store? Would that be at the core of it? And you're seeing that the difference in someone who comes in when they're at their lowest,
yes,
and they're despondent. They've tried a whole bunch of stuff. It hasn't worked. They've been to see this person and that person, and sometimes you might be the sort of last
yeah,
resort.
Yeah. For me, it's finding a workable solution for a problem that they're experiencing, and it's a privilege for us to have people come into the store and trust us enough to know that we're going to be able to give them something where we can add value to their life and just give them a little bit of hope. And I think that's what Lifestyle Health stands for, is giving hope to people. We've had a lot of people come through our front door, in the last stages with cancer, and are just looking for one last little bit of hope. And for me, not to say that we've got the answers for everything, but it's lovely to be able to give stuff that adds value to somebody's life.
That's it.
And they leave, even if they they just leave feeling like they've been heard, and somebody is willing to just take the time to listen. And I think that's what our team is about at Lifestyle Health, is we take the time to listen, to just have, you know, that one-on-one conversation with somebody who just needs to have, or to be heard, or to have somebody to listen to them. So
yeah. And to meet them where they're at. And
yes,
as you say, if it's just a case of improving quality of life, you know, maybe it's a chronic something that maybe there's no cure, but it can be managed, or
100%.
You can provide the advice and the right, the quality products.
Yeah.
All natural and sourced from only the finest suppliers that you've got a very hands-on relationship with. And looking at the road ahead, as you say, this is still very fresh. the reins in your hands.
Yeah.
What exciting upcoming projects and initiatives on the calendar that are getting you excited?
Sure. Well, it's been a crazy few months, but we have been given an opportunity to open a store in Durban North.
Wow! Already?
Yeah. So 3 months in, and we are definitely
expanding.
Just because the need has arisen, where unfortunately there isn't a health store in that specific area. And we have a lot of people who travel from Durban North here through to Belize to come and purchase. And
that's amazing.
Yeah, we've had a few people say, oh, when are you going to open in Durban North? And I'd love to. So we found a little shop in the Kensington Square Centre in Broadway area of Durban North. And we are opening 2nd of April.
So. Oh, my word. That's just around the corner. So that's exciting. That's obviously
very, very exciting.
Taking a lot of energy and concentration on that front.
Yeah.
And while you're juggling these balls, obviously teamwork makes the dream work. And you've got a fantastic team at your disposal as well, hey?
Yes, absolutely. I'm privileged to have two highly qualified and experienced homeopaths in store. I have Dr. Magic Mbata. He's new to our team.
The name says it all.
But he's wonderful. Magic. I think his mother couldn't have named him more aptly for the store. He truly is magic. And he comes with a wealth of knowledge and experience. I also have Dr. Crystal Andrew. She's got a lovely disposition about her that the clients have come to know and love. And she has a kind heart, and she's got really a lot of knowledge and experience in the natural approach to healthcare. So, it's lovely for people to come into the store to be able to speak to people who've got knowledge and experience. I've learned so much from them. I've also got Sihle, who's our sales assistant, who works front of house.
Yes.
And she's also got a lovely way about her. And then, of course, I've got Bex, and I have Dolls, who is my, both of them are my right-hand ladies in terms of my stock and just helping me manage from the back end. Photos are going to be up on our website soon of everybody, so everybody can put a face to a name. And then we've got a beautiful helper. Her name is Bonnie, and she's our helper in store, and she's also a jack of all trades. So yeah, wonderful team. Just have, I think when people walk into our store, you know, I always want them to leave with the impression of it's light and it's peaceful,
and you're setting the scene from the physical ambiance of the store to the people that give that energy.
Absolutely.
And you've obviously attracted an incredible group, which is going to continue the legacy of Lifestyle Health. And you are, as I say, an embodiment of the brand. you walked in glowing health and radiance. How do you maintain a healthy, well-balanced work and personal life? You've got all this stuff going on, all these plates you're spinning. What's your secret?
Well,
Can I find it on the shelves?
I think I'm a guinea pig for all of our products in store. I think over the last couple of months, I've really been able to, pick and choose from the best products that we have. But yeah, believe it or not, actually, both my husband and myself are avid mountain bikers.
There you go.
So my love for cycling started back in the Western Cape, where I was privileged to learn to ride a bicycle in the beautiful vineyards between Stellenbosch and Somerset West. Before I met my husband, that's what I used to do with my time, is go out with my friends and just ride my bike. He very kindly upgraded me from a normal mountain bike to an e-bike.
Oh, there you go, a little so, electric assistance.
Oh, made my life yeah, much easier. But you know what, it also, because we have such a busy lifestyle, I know not everybody approves of e-bikes, but because we don't have time to train often, it just gives you the opportunity to sort of experience.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, well, you get to experience and also enjoy the outdoors without killing yourself. So
very important.
Yeah.
And as we reach the top of the hour, before we wrap up, I wanted to find out, you know, where do you see the lifestyle health brand in 5 years? I mean, already so much has happened in 3 months.
Yeah, goodness. So our next venture after Durban North is we are opening up in Hillcrest at the Cotswold Square next year, April.
Wow, okay.
We already have that on the cards.
The master plan is unfolding.
Yeah, I think there's a new shopping centre that's opening. Also, we were very privileged to have an opportunity to also open a store there. And then going forward, we would like to expand to the Western Cape. I still got a little bit of my heart left in the Stellenbosch area, so we'd love to be able to open a store in Stellenbosch.
That's cool. You don't often hear things going that way. Sometimes you hear Cape Town, Western Cape brands coming this way.
Yeah, well, you know, when I moved back here, everybody was like, oh, you've moved the wrong way. But I can tell you, I mean, it's just for a season, and
Definitely haven't moved the wrong way. We would never say that. This is where it's happening. Cape Town just does, and Western Cape still, they think they're where it's all at. But
yeah,
we know.
Absolutely. Well, I've learned, and in the short space of time I've been in Belita, I'm absolutely loving it. It's a wonderful, wonderful place. So, yeah, it's a privilege to be here, and I'm really grateful for the opportunities.
Well, we're grateful to have you here, bringing all this exciting energy to this lifestyle health legacy brand as the new owner. If you're just catching the tail end of this, Caroline Jellyman is in the studio with me, and if you want to get yourself a dose of expert advice and to be heard when it comes to trying to find the solution to what ails you, and just for general holistic health and wellness, the Lifestyle Health Store in the Lifestyle Center Belito, still at Shop 24A, and of course lifestylehealth.co.za, the website where you can find out even more info and keep tabs on all these exciting developments that are bubbling away. I'm sure you're on all the hot social platforms as well. I mean, I can see we've got the Instagram queen capturing this in the background.
Absolutely. Facebook, Instagram. We're hoping to start a little TikTok account soon. So yeah,
I'm excited about that. Yeah. And looking forward to having another chat again really soon, Caroline, as all of these really cool milestones start to get ticked off. I'm going to be popping in. In fact, I've got a couple of health questions for your team. I'll be seeing them in store this Wednesday. But thanks for popping in and for telling us a little bit about your story and this exciting new chapter. We're wishing you nothing but the best for the year ahead.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah, I'm very excited. So thank you for having me.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. It's your station. And Bon Jovi says it's your life. Giving you the scoop from Lifestyle Health. Go and get yourself a dose of health today. Song for the broken heart.